Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back here. What a win, by the way, for the Panthers, who had a couple of games postponed. Basically had a week off. Came back down 2-0 after two shots last night. Two shots, two goals. They're down 2-0 in Columbus and come back, tie it up with 3 seconds left and end up winning in a shootout. Coach will join us a little bit later on in the show, Coach Q from Columbus, and we'll talk to him. Andre Dawson, we got a lot of Baseball Hall of Fame stuff to get to this morning. Andre Dawson, who's in that very special club down here, going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll get his take on all those guys. And what do we do with the dirty question? What do we do with the PED guys? What do we do?
Exactly what's happening. Nothing.
I mean, what are we going to – listen, now we're going through this whole stage of all these guys are coming up. Not only the guys have already done it. Now, some guys are going to sneak through. Pudge Rodriguez, congratulations. You snuck through as a dirty dog. You got through, and you got off the Big Macs or whatever he said that was at the time when he did that. But whatever it was, back then, if you were a Texas Ranger player, you were dirty. I mean, they got the all-dirty team in professional sports of all time. So now we got Curt Schilling, who goes, I didn't even do all that stuff like those other two bums, Bonds and Clemens. I'm a little strong on social media. Well, he didn't say that, but it, you know, social media stuff and going after people and strong political beliefs and some things. So they keep him out for that. Bonds and Clemens for PEDs. And now next year we have Big Poppy, David Ortiz, and Alex Rodriguez are eligible for the Hall of Fame. So I'd ask everybody out there, and by the way, much better images for two players that cheated, did the PEDs, both of them. But much better images than Bonds and Clemens, who are still defiant and, you know, a little rough around the edges. Do they get in because, I mean, shows use them, Fox uses them for their, you know, for their World Series, and they were on a show together, and everybody loves Big Poppy, that big personality, and A-Rod's done the greatest rehab job we have ever seen. His makeover on what he has done is the greatest thing we've ever seen in sports. Are they going to get in first time around? I ask everybody out there, 305-567-0560, will they get in? And I don't think they do.
I don't think so either.
Can I give you an answer that I think kind of goes with what the younger people are saying right now? I don't care.
No, I believe that.
I really don't
care. You don't care either way? Are you saying you just don't?
It absolutely makes no difference to me anymore. I just think that sport is so stuck in the past and just never progresses forward. And they just continue these stories, man. Like today's no one getting into the Hall of Fame. Like this just turns off, you know, young people to this sport, man. Like you want to try to build this thing up. Baseball seems like it is unaware of what it continues to do to people, to the younger generation. Like this is not good for business. And this constant debate, by the way, with these guys like, you know, Schilling and these guys who aren't even likable, like this isn't good for anything. And again, with the steroid stuff, who cares anymore? How many years have we been having the same ridiculous conversation?
It's only going to get worse after next year, too.
Like a bunch of old-ass writers are like, going to finally decide these guys can get in. Like, who cares anymore?
So as these writers, these older writers, slowly lose their vote and they're out, they're going to get in as soon as the new guys get in there. They will all get in. They're going to look at
the
PEDs.
Someone's got to break the seal, Joe. Who's going to break the seal? Which guy's going to get in first out of all these guys that are, you know, we're not talking about two or three guys. We're going to end up talking about a dozen guys.
Well, there's other guys that I haven't even brought up.
Right.
That Manny Ramirez, Sammy Sosa, those are Hall of Fame numbers, man.
Right.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers. Yes, they did PEDs. Yes, mm-hmm. they did. So there's other guys. By the way, they're barely getting enough votes, like, to stay around. And so I don't know what baseball is going to do. I do agree it's a bad look. This hasn't happened since 1960, where they have an empty class, which means it's going to be even a bigger celebration for Derek Jeter and Larry Walker this year.
This is just like, I can't imagine another sport like having the same discussion every single offseason. Do you let steroid guys in the Hall of Fame? Like, come out with it one way or the other. Say they're banned for life, they're never getting in, or just let them in. But this story, I think we said that. I said this last year. The story isn't good for the sport. It needs to just go away.
Well, a couple of days ago when these guys, these insiders, started talking and have a pretty good feel for all the voters and know them, the 400-plus people that voted, they started this thing like, uh-oh, Curt Schilling is real close at that 75% which you need, and Bonds and Clemens, are they going to get more and move up? And actually, they went the other way. Their right. votes didn't get stronger, 71.1, 61.8, and 61.6. Baseball's got lots of problems. This market has got, we got problems here. This is.
Look at the Hall of Fame for every other sport. It's like a crowning, like, jewel of an event for them. Like the NFL, they have that guy go knocking on the hotel doors and the whole presentation. It's like a whole big deal. And, you know, the NBA has
chilling.
Their whole thing. And baseball, it's like, oh, should these guys get in? Because they took steroids. And it's just the same crap every year with it.
It
should be a celebration of baseball. It shouldn't be a debate on, you know.
Well, then
stuff.
The drama. And now Curt Schilling says, you know, I got 1 year left with you writers. Just take me off your list. I don't even want to be on there. I'll wait. I'll take my chances. And if the veterans tell me I'm not good enough later on, I can live with that. But I don't respect you guys. And then he took a shot at Bonds and Clemens, which is always funny. They're all in there together. And he goes, you're putting me with those two bums that both cheated? Known cheaters? Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that an entire kind of era of baseball – and some guys that own the records and are right there at the top of the record book, that some of these guys might not ever get into the Hall of Fame.
So I'll just ask you, would you guys let them in? Is it time?
You let them all in. You don't let one in. You got to let them all in. Right. I think you have to. You can't just forget and erase an era of baseball.
Well, their numbers still stand. I checked to see where they rank as far as home runs and wins and all, and the stats are still there, so they didn't go PEDs. I haven't seen a PED next to any of those stats for Alex and Barry and Roger. They're all right there, and they're some of the greatest in the history of the game.
You put them all in at one time.
And then I always think of how many of you think of Pete Rose out there going, really?
Right.
And all I did was gamble. I gambled a lot, matter of fact. I can't get in. Gamble. How long are you going to hold that against me? I didn't do all that other stuff. I just gambled a lot.
A lot.
If you put up a poll, how many people, like if you put I don't care as a choice, how many people do you think would hit that one?
I think it would be just as big as the other two.
Okay, so
that's
baseball.
Where I stand. I'm an I don't care, and whatever makes this story go away, because I don't want to talk about this again next year.
So I would just say this. I think people that grew up watching those guys play that really love baseball, and I'm going to be honest, I grew up not only with Barry Bonds, but Bobby Bonds playing next as a rookie, playing next to Willie Mays. Those are my first games going to Candlestick Park as a kid, a lot of games. And so I care. I do care. I care about seeing how baseball is going to treat this, but I do get that if I was to call my 35-year-old son, he doesn't care. Matter of fact, a lot of times I tell my son about somebody, and he's like, I don't even know who he is. Dad, I'm watching UFC. Do you mind? Can you not bother me on a Friday night with this? So, like, yeah, times have changed. And
right.
And baseball should be really, really concerned that they're losing people, and this doesn't help. This doesn't help because these guys put up some of the greatest numbers, especially Bonds, Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez.
Three of the best ever in the books, Joe.
Just I don't know how dirty they were. Somebody said, "Oh, you know, they're." I don't know. Somebody told me the other day, like, A-Rod's been doing steroids since he got out of high school when he was the number one overall pick going to Seattle. I go, I don't know. Like, how do you know that? Like, so he got, we know he got caught twice, right? We busted him twice. So I'm guessing it wasn't just twice, but I don't know how many years he did it. I don't know. Somebody said, oh, well, Bonds, look at what Bonds did when he was skinny. He was putting up big numbers.
Right.
I get it. Yeah, he was good. He didn't need to, a lot of those guys didn't need to do all that stuff they did. They were all really good players. I get it. They would have been good if they didn't do it. But they were really good. So
well, they were really good when they were older. That's the difference.
The problem that people have with Barry Bonds, look at Barry Bonds' numbers from 34 to 35 till 40. I mean, he put up numbers 22-year-olds are jealous of, you know.
It was ridiculous, his numbers, Joe, especially when he was old. Yeah. Let me read you a couple text messages. 305-567-0560. They will not get in. Precedent has already been set on PEDs. Don't agree, but it's a fact. And then here's a couple Hollywood texts that came in. I don't care either. Baseball was fun to watch when they were juiced up. I haven't watched a game since. It sucks. Baseball Hall of Fame talk sucks. Joe, good morning. Baseball sucks. Have a good day. Another one says, no one cares about baseball. A-Rod cheating, and he did it more than once. He has no shot. I'm 51. I don't watch baseball anymore for like 20 years now.
Yeah.
They're never going to get in. They're only on the ballot for 10 years. Not enough of the writers gone by then. A-Rod's a fraud. J-Lo, he's only with J-Lo to clean up his image, to trick voters to get in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's going to trick anyone, by the way. It only takes one player to open
Been good for the image, though.
Right.
J-Lo's good.
Amazing for his image.
Can you imagine I was dating J-Lo, man? It would be awesome. Just like me hanging out. Nothing against you, honey. But just J-Lo was the...
I mean, it's J-Lo.
Like, Major League Baseball, to me, just seems so unaware of, like, who and what they are. Like, they parade around like they're the NFL, and we could do anything, and people are still going to watch us. But
I do agree with that.
They just do not get it.
I do agree that baseball, where it was when I was growing up and where it is now, they should be worried. I'm with you, Woody.
Very worried.
I totally agree, man. Where it was as a kid, man, it was the number one big dog as a kid. Baseball was number one.
Here you go, Joe. It only takes one player to open the floodgates. That person's going to be A-Rod, and J-Lo's going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game to top it off.
Hey,
with that.
I like, hey, that text right there put a little extra into it.
Right,
I always love this one, no one cares. Okay. Yeah. Like, basically, Joe, shut up about baseball. Let's get back to the other stuff. Okay. Right. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me for doing that. I got you. Senior Bowl. Brian Flores talking and made it pretty clear yesterday about his thoughts on Devontae Smith, if you missed it. Do you have it for us right now? Oh, okay. Listen, we're gonna have that for you when we come back because we're following format today, and I'm really working
Sorry
hard.
Sorry about that, but good yesterday. We weren't taking breaks on time.
We're going to make sure we do that. That's one thing. Guy hasn't checked in on the show in like 6 months, and he's worried about format. All right, so we're going to do a better job with that. That's a good point. Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, I'll quickly get through this. Diamonds Direct in Boca, that's right. Something good that came out of 2020, and now you're in 2021, and maybe you're ready to take that next step in that relationship. Maybe you're looking for that engagement ring or just something nice for that special person in your life. Well, I got the answer for you. I've been telling you for a year now. It's Diamonds Direct in Boca. It's behind the Town Center Mall. Great value, they got it. Great inventory, oh, they had that. Imagine 30 times the selection of an ordinary jewelry store when you walk into that showroom. Customer service is just absolutely amazing. You could go in there, ask questions about anything. You could ask about prices. How do we do here? What kind of deal can I get here? They're going to help you out with everything. They're a true direct importer, so there's no middleman prices on all the exquisite diamonds they have there. They're a world diamond powerhouse. Connections that go back for decades with diamond cutters all over the globe. They have buying power like no one else. That's why they give you the best inventory and the best selection you've ever seen. Whether you need a 1 carat, 5-carat, 10-carat, 15-carat diamond. They got them in stock at no middleman prices. And for over 4,000, I almost messed up and just said only 4,000. There's over 4,000 premier engagement rings from the top jewelry designers around the world and America. Everything at Diamonds Direct comes with a nationwide price guarantee and a free lifetime warranty. This is where luxury and value combine to give you a unique and extraordinary experience. You're going to love these people at Diamonds Direct. You're going to love the inventory. You're going to love the value you get there as well. 2020 is behind us. 2021 is right here. Do something great for that special person in your life and go to Diamonds Direct. It's behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. Get more information at DiamondsDirect.com. And remember, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
Look, we're looking for guys who are tough, who are smart, who are competitive, who love to play, who love to practice. We're looking to get better, who want to improve. You know, so those are sort of the intangibles, you know, we're looking for. And if a guy has that, and is talented, then, you know, I imagine he'll do the things and make the sacrifices necessary to make himself the best player he can possibly be. If a guy is more talented and don't have those qualities, then I guess, you know, I don't guess. I believe that, you know, that player will get passed up because some other players will do all the things necessary to make the sacrifices necessary to get better, improve. And, you know, I think past that, you know, player with the lesser intangibles, I think he'll pass him up. Now, when you put a good player with good intangibles, you know, that's really what you're looking for. So those are just, you know, my thoughts, my opinions.
That was at Senior Bowl yesterday. Coach Flores talking to the media about guys who work hard and want to get better. It's incredible that you even have this conversation. And through the years of watching sports, we've seen guys that were high draft picks, came in with a lot of talent. You saw them play in college and were really good, and lost their confidence early. Which, like, I got an example of a guy like Charles Harris. Like Charles Harris, that first step, we always heard how fast that first step was. He didn't have success right off the bat, and he lost his confidence. We've seen a lot of guys not have come in as high picks with that pressure of being a high pick. You get the money, the signing bonus stuff, it's great, but then you go, all right, now I got to play, and everybody watching the first pick. And if you don't play well, they get on you. You lose confidence. You listen to what everybody's saying. Social media just beats the crap out of you, and we see these guys fall apart. That's what happened to Charles Harris. Absolutely lost his confidence right off the bat. Never got it. Finally had to let him go. Like, all right, this is not working. Deion Jordan, same deal. Didn't have success, found a way out, had some mental issues. Another guy just didn't have the success. And then you get guys that, and I don't know how you go about finding out who's got that extra gear that friggin' really wants to jump from year one to year two, and it's like, damn it, I'm going to be really good. I'm going to friggin' be on this team. They're not going to forget me. Van Ginkle, a guy like that who just made a huge jump in year two to one of your better players on defense. That's why those guys get paid the big bucks, trying to figure it out, you know, of the guys that have it. But we were talking about Devontae Smith. Brian Flores also talked about and was asked specifically about Devontae Smith, who he's going to spend a week with.
I mean, look, this guy's a very, very good player. So what was the question about his size? If you're a good player, you can nitpick all you want about a guy's size, or good players are good players are good players, Cam. I think we all can see that. This guy's a very good player. He made a lot of plays in college. He made a lot of plays in the, you know, big games, biggest games of the year. You know, yeah, I mean, you can nitpick all day about, you know, things on people. He's a very good player. And it's been good getting to know him, too. He's a good kid, too.
So, Coach got that. Like, I mean, it's just kind of he played in big games, and he had his biggest games. He played unbelievable in the biggest games. He's not worried about his size like everybody else that's critiquing Devontae Smith's roughly 170 pounds. I guess they say he's going to be 6 feet tall, not 6'1". and all the other stuff. And then with all this stuff going on, everybody, and I talked to a guy last night in Buffalo, and we were talking about Ja'Marr Chase. And he goes, he's really freaking good. Like, I go, what? He goes, like, I know he didn't play this year, but everybody that was evaluating that team last year saw him and went, holy smokes, man. He's better than the guy on the other side who is going to be play for the Vikings, going to be runner-up for Rookie of the Year. And then on top of all that stuff, I pop on yesterday, NFL.com, and there's Daniel Jeremiah, who does all the evaluation of talent for NFL Network, has got Ja'Marr Chase as the number two prospect overall of the top 50 players coming out in this draft. Not by position. Overall, Ja'Marr Chase was number two behind Trevor Lawrence. So I guess, you know, Dolphins are doing their homework, not on just guys that they hang out with for the week, but, I mean, that guy's got to be obviously in consideration. And I understand it's hard to do when you don't play for a year. And out of sight, out of mind, almost forgot he was on that team a year ago because all the other guys are in the NFL. He's the only guy that wasn't eligible, I guess, to come out early. But, man.
He would have been a top 10 pick last year.
Is that what they said? I don't know where.
Ja'Marr Chase would have been a top 10 or top 15 pick last year. When you looked at any of that stuff with him for last year and any of these mocks or whatnot, he was right there. So this is not a guy that, you know, just came out of nowhere in 1 year and had a good year. Like, this is – we just forget because he wasn't playing. Like, people don't – you know, I'm still on the Smith train. I still think that he was the best player in college football this year, but you can't forget about a guy who the year before had a season just like Devontae Smith's. He just happened to be on the best team in the land, just like Smith was this year. He's a little bit bigger. Maybe weight-wise, he's about 6 foot, I think they say, not even 6'1". But, yeah, this is – I mean, these are two top prospects. It's just like, what's your flavor? The latest flavor or a flavor from a year ago that people sort of forgot about at this point.
Well, he opted out, and we're all guilty. Everybody here is,
right,
of like, you know, all I saw is Devontae Smith in a national championship game for basically a half of football.
Right.
Put up the
crusher
greatest
right.
half of football we've ever seen a wide receiver.
Right.
I mean, it was to the point like Ohio State. I got to ask you a question. Did you know Devontae Smith was playing in this game? Did you know that's who you were playing against? Because they got him wide friggin' open a whole lot. So, anyway, coach is up there with him. You know he's going to love him. I mean, the fact that Devontae Smith is there with all the awards and the season and coming back for another year and not turning pro because he wanted to win a national championship and – I don't know if he thought he was going to win the damn Heisman Trophy, but he got that too, and just unbelievable. Yeah, so we kind of ask everybody that's got a little Mel Kiper Jr. on their head today, 305-567-0560. As you look at it.
I just want to jump back to the Jeremiah. Did you see all his rankings for all his guys? Like for the top, he doesn't even have the kid from Oregon as his top tackle.
No. They got some different guys up there.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a way different.
I did see that.
Devontae's at 7. Right. Like, I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe he doesn't have. I mean, everyone's talking about this Oregon kid being the next great left tackle in the league. He doesn't even have him as the best one in the draft.
Well, the other thing is everybody's got a different board. Every NFL football team, they don't go look at each other's boards and go, okay, we're all on the same page. I mean, they keep all that stuff private. They're not going to show their hand, especially – So all the other teams know what everybody else needs. It's pretty obvious, right?
Oh, of course, right.
So everybody knows, and everybody knows the cap situation for every team and disgruntled veterans and who you can get in a trade. There are no secrets out there right now. And everybody knows who the best players are. And so you just got to go out. People are going to disagree on this. It sounds like this wide receiver thing between Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase is about 50-50, as crazy as that sounds.
Because
one guy's got more of an NFL body than the other guy. They both played on great teams, so you can't go by that. They both had first-round quarterbacks throwing to them. They both had really good talent around them. So you couldn't go, except Ja'Marr Chase decided not to play last year. and he's still popping up from what he did a year ago, number two on a board on a guy that does this full-time year-round. This is all he does. So I was a little surprised by all that stuff, to be honest. But, hey, listen, Coach is up there. Got a lot of good players, man. Got a lot of good players. They can say whatever they want. I think the Senior Bowl has got a lot of really, really talented guys to jump on, because there's nothing else going on and there's no combine coming up, if you're not aware of that. It is pro day, and that's it. You get a pro day, and if you don't want to go, we'll send you a tape of the pro day, but we're going to think, we're guessing that your ass is going to be there, and if there's going to be 3 and 4 pro days going on key players the same day because they don't care, and when they do that, you're going to have to split up the staff and make sure your ass is at all of them, especially if it's somebody you think you might like. That's just the way this business works. So I am really curious and to see. And, you know, we talked earlier about the Tom Brady ratings of that game and his popularity. But it is interesting. So if you're to ask a hardcore football fan, I think you get more than Mahomes, man. This stuff he does, dude, I can't believe he does that. He's getting tackled and throws a perfect pass 20 yards down, throws it underhand, sidearm. And right before he got to my tennis match, the two guys we were playing with, they were all talking about Mahomes. Like, this guy Mahomes, what'd you think? And then before I got there, the girls are going, Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl. How great is that? And I was like, wow. Just, you know, to give you an idea, the two most popular players in the game right now, or is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
I know, there's different groups of guys. Listen, I thought 2 years ago in Lamar Jackson, what he did, I thought his popularity, because the way he plays, is off the chain, just right up there. But right now, between what Brady has done, just absolutely stuffing the rings, the stat sheet, and everything else that he's done in the playoffs, and now got another team to the big game. It's just been amazing. Hey, we got to go to break, though. We got a lot more stuff to do this morning, a lot of stuff to get to here that we'll jump on. All right, I'm going to try to calm down, but we do have Andre Dawson going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Coach Q, Coach Quenneville, off to a 3-0 start. Great comeback. First time in franchise history the Panthers have started 3-0, man, with a couple of new faces just kicking butt. They did it again last night. We'll have that with Coach Q. Hollywood's headlines coming up as well. Right now, though, I want to tell you, hey, Lynn, listen to this, man. If you need any help out there, I want to talk to you about Choice Mortgage. I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze helping you at Choice Mortgage. If you're looking to buy a new place, you've been renting, and you're ready to buy something, money's cheap, or maybe you're ready to just take advantage. Fixed-rate mortgages are in the twos right now. A lot of people are saving a lot of money by refinancing. Michael Kotze has been a great alternative for those of you that are just tired of banks and all the perfect people. If you've had a hit in your credit score in the last 8 or 9 months, don't give up when you got Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let me just tell you a couple of things Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is doing for people right now. Refinancing in half the time of a bank, getting you, in some cases, better rates than the banks can get you. How about that one? Michael Kotze works 7 days a week. He's about great service. He's about answering all your questions. You want to know what your rate is now and what it could be and how much you're going to save? That's an important question, because that could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. He's been in business since 1994, AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. His name is Michael Kotze. He's a Choice Mortgage. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. Go to the absolute best, 561-441-2730. It's about time you get knowledge and great service at the same time.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, you little baseball hater, you, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, guys, we jump right into Aaron Rodgers, who was on the Pat McAfee show, and let's play this soundbite for you. If you really read between the lines, sounds like he is coming to Miami. That's what I took away from this. But
you didn't really take that from
the call. You listen and you decide for yourself.
I don't feel like I said anything that I hadn't said before. You know, I said it the first time I talked to the media. Just, it was more a realization, I think, that ultimately my future is not necessarily in my control. And I think that was what just kind of hit me in the moment. I was thinking about, you know, Aaron Jones and Corey Linsley and other guys we have under contract, Big Dog, you know, guys who I don't know what their future is going to be, and myself included. Now, obviously, after the season that I had and, you know, potentially win an MVP, and, you know, we obviously made it another good run, I don't think that there's any reason why I wouldn't be back. But, look, I think there's not many absolutes, as you guys know, in this business. So to make an absolute statement about something that is not an absolute, I didn't do it, you know, and I guess that's why I went kind of nuts.
He's obviously gone. Obviously.
You're just saying something stupid.
That's got something to do with
Big
Dog.
Oh, no, did you hear all the others?
He said Big Dog. He's talking about you, Joe.
Did you hear all the stuff yesterday?
Those are the kinds of things you say right before you leave.
He ain't going anywhere.
Those are the kind of things you say right before you want a two-year, $100 million extension.
Yeah, that's more like it. And by the way, Mark Murphy, who runs the organization, former player, has said, what do you think, we're idiots? We're going to have him back. Like, he's going to be here. We're going to take care of it. And
that
he knows.
That was not
it.
My takeaway from that.
All right. Go ahead. Stick with this. Stick with this.
Go to the next story. I mean, he's coming. He's not, I don't know if he's coming here for sure, but he's out of there.
Might as well say Deshaun Watson.
All right. Yeah, that'd be nice too, right? Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. By the way, guys, this stat just popped across. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Patrick Mahomes is 25-1 in his last 26 games, and he's having his second Super Bowl appearance before ever losing a game by more than one possession.
Who'd they lose to? What was the game they lost? I don't
they lost to the Raiders. If,
that's it's correct. The Raiders, Joe saw the stat.
Right.
It was Oakland. Wow. I'm sorry, Vegas.
At Las Vegas, right?
25-1 his last 26.
No, listen, they're ridiculous. By the way, that last game was a pretty good ass whooping. I mean, if you really step back, the Buffalo game.
Joe is 25-1 in his last 26. Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
So I would just say this, and this can be for later. His starting tackles are both out for this game.
You're right. It's a big thing. You're right.
How much will that change? Because he's going to have to run around a little bit blocking those two horses that Tampa Bay has on the outside.
Guys, we go to the NBA. This is a wild story. So Caris LeVert, remember he was on the Nets. He was part of that whole big trade with the James Harden deal. And he had to undergo a physical when he got to Indiana. Well, they found a mass on his kidney. And he underwent a possibly life-saving surgery to have it removed. It was completely removed.
Crazy.
But if he hadn't have been traded and had this physical, who knows what would have happened. So it's kind of a crazy story. And I think the moral of the story is, well, I got to go get screenings here, right? I mean, that's the...
Yeah, you can't do that old school thing where I feel fine. I don't need to see a doctor. Hey, it's been 9 years, Dad. Maybe you ought to go. I'm fine. No, don't be doing that. You never know. Blood pressure. Let me see. Cholesterol. What else
am
I taking a pill for?
This guy was playing NBA basketball.
Right. Regular heartbeat?
Didn't even know.
Yeah, no, you got to get all that stuff checked.
All right, to college football we go here. This is a very bizarre story. You guys know who Gary Anderson is? Fired Utah State coach. He opened up 0-3 this season and with a loss average of over 28 points a game.
Jeez.
So he got canned, and he told the school that he does not want the balance of his contract. He told the school it wasn't his style. Don't bother paying him what he's owed. He had 3 years left on his contract, $900,000 a year. That's $2.7 million for those doing the math.
He said what?
He's walking away from the money.
Just I call it severance pay when they let you go like that. Like, no, I'll take my severance pay.
Well,
split it up. Matter of fact, don't give me 900. Let's just spread it out a little bit. I'm not very good with my money.
Now, as we've seen in college football recently, we've had things like the Tom Herman situation where he's going to get between, what, $13 and $15 million for a buyout. They said his staff will get another $10 million.
Jeez.
Will Muschamp is costing South Carolina $15.5 million after a $6 million buyout from Florida.
Wow.
Gus Malzahn left Auburn on the hook for $21.5 million.
Oh. You know, they don't
said, keep it.
So, you know, they don't make these decisions till they find their alumni and their board, which is full of wealthy people. Like, all right, you guys are pissed off and want them out. You know how this works. And they go, I know. I got half of it. Jim, you want to pick up the other half this time? We got to get rid of this guy. Yeah, I'm fine. All right, we got it. That's what happens. The school doesn't pay it.
I love this guy, though. So, and a couple other coaches, by the way. Kevin Sumlin, 7.3 from Arizona. Oh. Also, Arizona's Rich Rodriguez, $6.3 million.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
You so know, if guy, you're Gary far Anderson, enough along, if you're far enough along, it's like, of course, these coaches can't stop coaching. I don't know why I say this, but if you just like, all right, that's it for me, honey. Let's go find something to go someplace to live and enjoy ourselves.
This isn't the first time he's done this. It says he was at Oregon State. He abruptly quit because he didn't think he said he believed his staff was not capable of succeeding. And he would have to start over completely with a new staff, and that was not an appealing option. He walked away from $12.6 million. And his quote was, how could I wake up every day and look at myself in the mirror knowing that I took money from the kids in that program?
You weren't taking money for those kids?
He believed the money could be used for things that would benefit the players.
You don't get this very often. I'm glad you did that story. This is not normal, what you're saying here.
I mean, I don't know if I like this guy or not.
Well, you're going to hate him because he's given that you're not taking any money? Like, the wife says, hey, aren't we getting anything? You go, no, I couldn't take any more. It's wrong.
That's a lot.
We're going to live in this one-bedroom apartment, but.
Wow.
That's a lot of money to leave on the table.
Keep the 2-7. Right. Keep the 2-7.
Maybe split the difference or something.
Right. I'll take half.
I'd like to have 2.7 severance. You can split that up however you want.
Well, I would hope, Joe, if they offered it to you, you would tell them no.
I'm going to bet no on that also.
Yeah. I think most of us listening right now would just take the money. Nobody's feeling sorry for these Power 5 conferences and the money coming in.
Speaking of taking the money, guys, we have our next circus fight scheduled here. Jake Paul, of course, one of the Paul brothers, is going to be fighting Ben Askren.
Oh, Ben, kick his ass.
You know who Ben Askren is?
For those who don't know, he
is the guy that was on the receiving end of the flying knee from Masvidal.
Yeah.
In the UFC, the guy that got knocked out in like 2 seconds.
Right.
He's that guy. So I guess getting kneed in the face makes you famous.
Hey, just, oh,
got to. Buying you, this stuff, by the way.
You got to knock him out.
You have to.
You're not going to buy this, are you?
No. Both these brothers need to be knocked out.
Would you buy this? Would you watch it if it was free? That's the other, like.
Yeah, I would, because I want to see the brothers knocked out.
Yeah, for that reason.
You're the wrong
right.
person to ask. You got nothing going on.
Jeez, Woody, that hurt.
No, I mean, I
what am I doing? I'm trying to be careful. Yeah. I'm not gonna get the vaccine for like 9 months.
Bro, you're like 64 and a half. You're gonna get the vaccine. Like I called Joe yesterday, and you know he's like sitting around. What, you're watching Alaska something?
Yeah, below zero.
Bushwhacker show? Yeah.
No, below zero. Not the crazy family. No. Yeah.
Something in Alaska. We got into talking about Alaska. You're a little lonely. It's okay.
I'm that guy. I turned out. I'm trying to be safe. I only exercise so much. Trying to stay active, but safe.
Joe, don't get defensive. Hollywood's worse than you are.
Oh, no, I agree. Things are falling apart in my house.
Right.
No, yeah. It is the same routine for 9 straight months or 10 months that we've all gone through, and nobody wants to hear anybody complain, but, you know, that's what you got favorites. Oh, boy, that show's on right now. 3 in the afternoon. I guess I'll watch. I got nothing else going on.
Hollywood would be in better shape if there was more room in his house to move around. That's the difference also.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice, but I mean, I just.
Woody, I got to tell you, my son lived in a condo in Dallas, and we went to visit him, and
you
I got
stuck. Right.
It felt like it was about 300 square feet. It was hard. Two little whips running around there. That's tough. Mm-hmm.
What are you in these days, about 5,000 square feet? Is that better?
That's the guest house.
Would I be happy in something like
that,
you think?
So I will tell you, yes, you would be. And it's on an acre and a pool and a nice yard with a lot of games set up in the back. It does help. Thank you, though, for asking. Smart ass. What else you got?
My kid loves you. He talks to you on the phone every day.
By the way, great bass fishing right over my fence. Great.
That's
like,
right.
One of the hottest areas in there. Like, we've been pulling 5 and 6 pounds. I don't fish, but watching people pull out 5 and 6 pounders, that's part of my day, too. They
have bored.
Who needs a fishing channel? I got bass fishing in my backyard.
All right, guys. Smart ass. I got one more sad story here for you. The Robert Kraft sex spa videos will never see the light of day now. A judge has ordered the footage to be destroyed.
It will never all be destroyed.
This is just heartbreaking. Well, John,
somebody will always have the tape of the old guy getting a little pleasure.
Yeah, I think if TMZ gets a hold of this, it's probably a problem for them, though. Federal judge said it needs to be destroyed. Right. I think it needs to be destroyed.
I'll tell you one thing.
It is sad, though.
Robert Kraft paid a lot of money for his grandkids to not see Grandpa getting taken care of over a few seconds before going to a game.
What do you think he's doing these days to
when you got that kind of money?
In-home service now?
Did you see how young his girlfriend was? Like,
well, it doesn't matter. He still was going.
So the girlfriend stayed, didn't care.
She did?
I don't know,
but he's Robert Kraft. I know that you probably haven't noticed this down here in South Florida, but a lot of old guys Robert Kraft's age are with young, hot women. It doesn't matter why or what's behind it, they are. But in case you needed to know, it has to do with money and being taken care of.
But not a lot of those guys are going to the strip plaza on the corner to try to get, you know what.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to do that anymore.
No, but he did. That's how he got caught.
I think Robert Kraft's
doesn't have to do it anymore.
No, I'm saying Robert Kraft's going to be... He can go
a
back
more
to
discreet. Yeah,
he's just going to start dating hot young women, and everybody in the family will like it. Hey, that's what your mother would have wanted me to do. Enjoy myself. All right, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Coach Q is going to join us. Coach Quinville, boy, he got to be feeling good because last night, down 2-0 after two shots, they come back and win that game in a shootout, and some of the new players that they have added are playing lights-out hockey right now. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.